Today's episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast is brought to you by FreshBooks. Allocate more time to creating and let FreshBooks do the boring accounting and bookkeeping. Visit freshbooks.com/accidental to get a free 30-day trial. Hey everyone, welcome to the Accidental Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I am your host. I hope everyone is healthy. I hope everyone is well. I hope that you're staying not just physically well, but also mentally well during this time. It's really important that we care for ourselves and we care for one another in the midst of this crisis. So make sure you're checking in on your loved ones frequently. Make sure that you are striving to be a good citizen by doing what it is that we all need to do right now in order to ensure that we all stay healthy and that we get through this as intact as we possibly can, both ourselves and our loved ones, and also, you know, the business community and how we move forward through this. So I know some of us are probably hurting more than others. I know that some of us probably have loved ones that are hurting right now. Maybe some of us who are listening right now are hurting, and my heart goes out to you. I want to talk today about the importance of investing in yourself, and specifically investing time in yourself. You know, this is a season where many of us, myself included, we have more time on our hands than we thought we would ever have. Meetings have been canceled. A lot of us are working from home. We're getting our work done maybe in less time than we were before. We're having virtual meetings. We're, you know, not commuting. So we sort of reclaimed some of that time, from our typical commute. And so we have time on our hands. And the question is, how are we using that time? During extremely volatile moments in human history, many people have invested time in doing things, in planting seeds, in developing and cultivating value during those volatile times that have borne fruit on the other side. And I'm going to encourage you to use this time to invest, to plant seeds, to develop yourself. We're going to talk about how to do that in just a minute. But there are many examples throughout history of people who, even during times of quarantine, right, have developed concepts that have gone on to serve them and the people around them greatly over the course of time. Great works of art, great businesses have been born out of times of volatility and conflict. So today we're going to talk about how to invest in yourself, how to use this time wisely to plant seeds so that on the other side you experience a harvest. Before we do, I want to let you know today's episode is brought to you by FreshBooks. So as a creative pro, you're in the business of turning clever ideas into customer value. That's what we do. But the thing is, great ideas and great creative work takes time to cultivate. And running a business doesn't always provide the kind of time that we want to do great creative. I mean, some of you right now are probably still working from home, doing your freelance business. You're as busy as you've ever been because you're still doing your work, right? But when you're doing the work, you're creating value when you're doing work that is born from the work. In other words, doing the accounting, doing the bookkeeping, the invoicing, all of those things, then you're not actually doing the work that is creating value. Well, FreshBooks is packed with time-saving features for creative pros like you and me. It's so easy to use that you'll save up to 16 hours a month on time-consuming admin and paperwork, which means more time to let creativity flourish. For example, you can create and send branded invoices in about 30 seconds. It's so easy. You can set up ACH and credit card payments right there on your invoices and get paid up to 2 times faster. You can snap photos of receipts from your phone, and you can make managing expenses a million times faster. And when tax time rolls around, just like right now, just export tidy reports for expenses, invoice details, and sales tax to make working with your accountant a breeze. So allocate more time to creating. Let FreshBooks do the boring accounting and bookkeeping. Right now, we're offering listeners a free 30-day trial of FreshBooks. No credit card required. Just go to freshbooks.com/accidental and enter accidental creative in the how did you hear about us section. That's freshbooks.com/accidental and enter accidental creative in the how did you hear about us section. We love FreshBooks. You're going to love FreshBooks too. Check it out at freshbooks.com/accidental. We thank FreshBooks for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. All right, anything of value that you wish to create is going to require a significant investment of time. brilliant work is expensive. And often that time is invested on the front end of your work, of your project. In 2005, I was working another job, a very, very full-time job, had a family. You had three kids. Two kids and almost three kids. My wife and I were both working very, very full-time jobs. We were also running a nonprofit to fund adoption on the side. And there's a lot going on. And I had this inkling of, you know, this idea that I might want to start reaching out to my fellow creative directors and helping them understand the creative process and how to deal with the create on demand world. And so I started Accidental Creative as a side project from 8:30 to 11:30 at night after the kids were in bed, and from like 5:30 to 7:30 in the morning. For a handful of years, that's when I worked on developing a lot of the concepts that eventually became the business when I leaped into it full time. But those early days, that time that I blocked off for working on it was absolutely indispensable. And many of those ideas that came out of that time still influence and affect the work that I do today. So I came across a phrase while reading the book Essentialism by Greg McKeown. It's called monk mode. And I love this phrase. McKeown was reflecting on how the process of writing a book was taking a toll on him, especially in light of his existing commitments to business, family, and friends. And so he determined that he was going to go into monk mode for the following several months, declining all new invitations and opportunities until his book was completed. Basically, he dedicated 5 a.m. to 1 p.m. every day for 9 months to the process of writing his book. The reason I love monk mode is because for years I've been writing about this thing I call the dailies, which are basically everyday activities that we do. Just like monks in a monastery have dailies, they have daily chores and rituals and practices that they engage in. Dailies are practices and rituals that you engage in every day that help you make progress on the things that matter to you. And what I love about this idea of monk mode is it basically gives you dedicated time to focus on creating the value that you know you need to create, but that's just not going to happen on its own. Listen, great work doesn't just happen on its own. It doesn't just come out of you one day. All of a sudden, boom, I produced a book, or boom, I produced a business, or boom, I produced a new product, or boom, a new marketing strategy. It doesn't work that way. It takes dedicated thought and time and playing with things in your mind and developing and turning value over time. It takes time to produce brilliant work. Brilliant work is expensive. So while appealing in concept, most people who hear the story would say, well, that's great if you can manage it, but I don't have that kind of discretion over my time. Listen, I agree that most roles don't allow that kind of latitude. And even right now, in the situation we're in right now, a lot of people are very busy, you know, dealing with the kids being home, dealing with both spouses maybe working out of the same apartment, or dealing with, you know, caring for loved ones maybe who need cared for right now. Listen, I get it. I understand that it's hard to find time. It is, even right now. But I think right now, many of us have more latitude over our time maybe than we've had for a very, very long time. And you don't need to dedicate 8 hours a day to one project. You don't, like Greg did. But you can still carve out dedicated time for your most important work while closing the door to distractions and interruptions. Start with an hour or two a few times a week and set it on your calendar. Cal Newport calls this process deep work, and I love that phrase. As a matter of fact, if you look at my daily plan on most days, there'll be a block that I just call deep work. And that's when I do the deep and productive and generative work that I know I need to do, but it isn't just going to happen on its own unless I block off time for it. Cal argues that the most effective way to produce high quality output on a project is to routinely dedicate chunks of time to its accomplishment. This is contrary to how most people I encounter in the marketplace actually work. Usually, we do our creative work in the cracks of our already busy meeting schedule, or in between the more urgent emails beckoning for our, you know, from our tyrannical inbox. That's kind of how we do it. I've experienced the same effects through long periods of uninterrupted focused time on a project. I found that assigning time blocks to specific projects or tasks is often more effective than putting them on task lists, because it gives me permission to focus on one thing at a time. Brilliant work is expensive because there's often a lot of churn. It may take 2 hours to get 30 minutes of solid productive work done because there's always a task switching penalty to be paid when we try to put ourselves in the frame of mind necessary to think deeply about the problem. So that's why large blocks of time are often necessary. You must be willing to invest large chunks of time in yourself and in your work. Efficiency is great when you can achieve it, but you can't sacrifice long-term effectiveness on the altar of short-term efficiency. So here's the thing, the psychological hurdle we have to get over is when we start doing deep work, when we start blocking our time, it's not always going to be efficient at first. We're not going to produce as much as we'd hoped we would produce necessarily during that time, right? So we have to get over that hurdle and recognize this isn't about efficiency. This is about planting seeds, tilling soil, taking care of seedlings, and hoping that those seeds are going to grow up into something great later. I encourage you to spend a block of time each day right now just dreaming about what might be possible on the other side of all of this that we're going through right now, just as a way to keep yourself, rather than just being fixated on the present, reading the news every day, becoming depressed about what we're hearing, about what's going on. Think about the other side. Think about the future. Think about ways that you might be generative. You might be able to plant seeds now that are going to create value later. So here are some just really practical tips about how to use the time that you have right now to invest in yourself, to invest in your projects. Number one, choose a particular project that's important to you and dedicate three blocks of time, at least an hour each, this week to working on it. I don't care if it's a work project. I don't care if it's a hobby. I don't care if it's something you've always wanted to do, but you've never really had the time to do. So for example, and I've mentioned this on a couple of episodes, you know, I used to play music. I used to write music. I used to record music. I used to perform. And it's something that fell by the wayside when I got married and we had kids and I got a job and then I started a business. And it's just something that I haven't been able to keep up with. Well, I'm using some of the time that we have to finish songs that have been fragments in my notebook for years, to record some of those songs and put them together into something that I'm proud of. And listen, the goal isn't to share them. I'm not going to share them. The goal is to produce something that I'm proud of, to produce work in an unnecessary creating kind of fashion that I'm proud of. And I encourage you to think about using some time to do those kinds of things. Maybe you've always wanted to write a memoir. This is your time to dedicate 3 1-hour blocks a week to just writing. Don't worry about if it's good. Don't worry about if, you know, what's going to happen if I at the end of it, am I going to share it? Am I going to try to publish it? How am I going to market it? Don't worry about that. Just work on writing it. Maybe you've always wanted to start a business, but you just never really had the time to stop and think about what you might be able to bring to the marketplace. Great. Dedicate an hour 3 times a week to just thinking, just dreaming, just imagining what kind of business you might be able to create. Look for problems people are having and think about how you might be able to bring a solution to that problem, right? Spend an hour 3 times a week this week just being generative. All you're doing is engaging in deep thinking, deep work. That's what you're doing. During that time, turn off all notifications, and if possible, remove yourself from potential distractions. If you have a closed office, you know, at your home, go in your office and close the door. If you don't, try to find a corner of your office where you can, or I know in many places you can still go to a park maybe and be by yourself away from people at a safe distance, but go to a park and be by yourself if the weather's nice and you're able to do that. But remove yourself from all distractions. Get away from your phone. Don't look at the news. Don't surf anything that's going to take you outside of that mode of focused, deep work time. Okay. And then if something comes up during that time that could interfere with your plans, politely decline and say you already have a commitment during that time. You have to treat this as an appointment with yourself. Treat it as if it's an appointment with your manager, with your boss, right? Treat your time with the kind of respect and value that it deserves, especially the time that you're using to try to come up with ideas, to come up with value, to do deep work, to think deeply about the ideas and the projects that matter greatly to you, but that often fall by the wayside. If your work is important to you, then it deserves dedicated time on your calendar, period, end of story. It's an investment in yourself and in your body of work. So the questions I have for you to wrap up this episode, number one, what have you always wanted to do that you've never had the time to do? Maybe it's, you know what? Maybe it's, I want to take 3 hours a week to just immerse myself in a good book, just to read, just to fill my mind, just to, you know, keep myself stimulated mentally during this time. Great. You know, block off 3 hours this week to just immerse yourself in a book that you wouldn't otherwise have time to read. That's fantastic. Maybe it's, I'm going to block 3 hours this week to take a walk and to just spend some time in quiet reflection about the patterns in my life and think about how I want to emerge on the other side of this as a different person. Great, fantastic. But what I recommend that you do is block 3 hours this week to work on something that you've always wanted to work on, or to spend time thinking and dreaming about projects that you've always wanted to work on, and then dedicate time to actually making progress on those things. Plant seeds now, friends. Those seeds will grow up into fruit later. To go back to the beginning of Accidental Creative, I started the podcast in 2005. Nobody was really podcasting in 2005, but it seemed like a great opportunity. So I created it as a way just to plant some seeds out there with people, just to sort of help people a little bit further along their journey. And it emerged into 4 books with Penguin, and being all over the world, having the opportunity to spend time with groups of people and speak at events and conferences all over the world, you know, 15 years later. But I never would have imagined that when all I was doing is planting some seeds in 2005. So take this time to be generative. Take this time to invest yourself in projects that matter, and to invest in yourself in ways that are going to allow you to emerge from the other side of this as the kind of person that you want to be. All right. Hey, would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. interact@accidentalcreative.com is my email address. You can reach me there or at accidentalcreative.com. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.